Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Marriage and Whitney Houston both have people talking about Governor Christie. NJTV reporter David Cruz is here to talk about both. Hi, David. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Nice to be on with you again.
So let's dive right in now that we finished our conversation on interracial marriage and the governor is affirming he only believes in intergender marriage. Is there any reason to believe that he will change his mind on the veto? Both houses of the legislature have now passed a marriage equality bill.
I will tell you that the bill was delivered to the governor's office not more than 20 minutes ago, and supposedly the governor's not yet in the building, but I think everybody here is expecting that he will veto this swiftly, although he has 45 days in which to do that.
And on Whitney Houston, here is the governor explaining and defending his decision to fly the official state flags at half staff today in honor of her funeral.
There are many contributions that you can make to our state that merit this honor upon your death. Some of them are political. Some of them are military. Some of them are other avenues of public service like police officers, firefighters, and others. And some of them are cultural. And I think all of those contributions, when done at their best, are significant contributions. And I don't think putting aside the disease issue she had in her life, I don't think anybody can argue with the fact that Whitney Houston made a significant cultural impact on the people of our state and the people of our country. And I believe that she deserves to be honored for that cultural impact and contribution that she made as a daughter of New Jersey.
So, listeners, especially New Jersey listeners, how aware were you of Whitney Houston's ties to New Jersey? Do you support honoring cultural icons as well as military and political leaders with flying the flag at half staff? Does the fact that she had substance abuse problems after her early phenomenal success tarnish her in a way that you think disqualifies her from half staff flags? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You can call us right up. You can also talk about the governor's promise veto of the marriage equality law. 212-433-9692. David Cruz, flags were flown at half staff for Clarence Clemens last year. Are you aware of other cultural figures who've been honored this way in New Jersey?
I don't know that, but, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned how you were surprised at how many comments came across on this issue. I was also surprised about that, too. And when he flew the flags at half staff for Clarence Clemens, there was some people, you know, raised an eyebrow about it. But this has been more of a, you know, spirited opposition to it. But I thought that the governor was pretty deft at turning this around on those who criticized him by really talking about Whitney Houston as a victim of a disease. And I think he was really smart, just politically speaking on this, because he knows that, and this is something where the Democrats kind of have missed this, that Whitney Houston, especially in the state's black community, was a phenomenal, she had phenomenal cultural impact, and she was held in very high esteem, even through her craziness of the last decade. And I think that the governor really tapped into that, and the Democrats kind of missed that. Not even the Democrats per se, but those who are criticizing him missed that. And I think that it's to his political credit that he heard that and that he is taking on his critics, but giving a really strong defense about Whitney Houston and her role as a cultural icon, despite, you know, her disease. And he made a very big point about pointing out that it was a disease.
Some of the Facebook comments that are coming in, as we repeat that we're getting tons of Facebook comments, more than on most issues that we talk about. Nigel tries to tie these two issues together. Our Facebook fan, Nigel, writes, "Fly them at half-mast for the lack of marriage equality in this state. Governor Christie. Natalie writes, I think he is absolutely doing the right thing. I usually disagree with Governor Christie, but on this one I'm in total agreement. It shows a human side that I didn't know existed. Bravo, writes Natalie. Keith writes, to focus energy on criticizing the decision seems awfully mean-spirited. She's a Jersey girl who achieved incredible success, singing songs that a wide variety of audiences loved and embraced. Her home state can honor her for that alone. And William writes, she honored the military by singing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl in 1991 while we were fighting the Gulf War. Is that enough? We can disagree honorably, but I say yes. And Bernadette writes, on the other hand, the governor sees changing his mind as a sign of weakness, so he will stand firm. But I believe that though Whitney Houston was an incredibly talented artist, she was no role model. Flags at half staff should be reserved for those who honorably serve their state and their country. She does not fit the criteria. So just a sampling of what people are writing to us on Facebook. David, I'm sure you won't be surprised that our lines are full. And look who's on line five. Hello, Mayor Booker.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. I was on a sandwich run, treating my office to lunch, and loved listening to you. So it was good to have a chance to call in on an issue that's affecting me directly.
So wait a minute. Are you calling on gay marriage or are you calling on Whitney Houston?
I was hoping, you know, to get in a little bit on both.
Go ahead.
Well, number one, I applaud the governor. He did the right thing. Whitney Houston has made invaluable contributions to art and culture within the United States of America globally. And she struggled with a disease, like many people do. We're all mountain ranges. We have peaks and valleys. But Whitney Houston is a woman that has a towering peak of contribution to our society, and it cannot be diminished. And it's the least we could do is for a native daughter of our state and of our city is to lower the flag.
Isn't this two times now recently in which the governor has showed a sensitivity to the issue of drug abuse because he's moving toward drug courts rather than incarceration? And some people found that to be a surprisingly progressive position for the governor. And now he sees Whitney's life in its full context rather than writing her off as a drug abuser.
Well, you know, this is what I don't like about our political culture. We just tend to demonize people, put them in boxes, and don't realize that we're all complicated folks. I have some controversial views and some things other people might not agree with me on. So what I do with the governor is I find areas we can agree and work together. And look, when he put appointed a Muslim member to the court, he got a lot of criticism from the right. I always say to them, back in the days with the building the mosque down near the Twin Tower site, you know, he didn't take the raw meat that lots of Republicans were lining up just to jump on that issue. So, you know, Governor Christie's a complex man, and he is not somebody to be put in a box. And I just respect him for standing up on this issue and, I think, doing the right thing.
You want to say something just very briefly about gay marriage? I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah, well, you know my feelings. I'm very passionate on the issue. I think here the governor is dead wrong. I think that the arc of the universe is long and it bends towards justice, and that the governor's on the wrong side of justice. And history will show that he was on the wrong side of the continued evolution of America to being a nation that does not create second-class citizenship. We have Americans right now that do not enjoy equal rights and protections under the law. It's a violation of the 14th Amendment. And I'm confident that we're going to win in New Jersey. I applaud the legislature for moving on this. And I'm deeply disappointed, I'm anguished, in fact, that the governor is continuing to implement second-class citizenship on minorities in New Jersey.
Mayor Cory Booker from Newark, thank you for calling in. And now that you've gotten your blood pressure back up through those statements, you have to go finish your three-mile run.
Exactly. Thank you, man. Thank you for continuing to keep the dialogue at such a great level.
That's very nice of you. Thank you very much. Dot in Plainfield. You're on WNYC. Hello, Dot.
Oh, good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
It's true that Whitney was a cultural icon, and a lot of us loved her music. My younger son said that when he was 15, he wanted to marry her. However, she did not give her life for her country, as many of our soldiers have. And for that reason, I disagree with our governor.
Thank you very much. That would be the standard for you, is a soldier, somebody who dies in battle or giving it for the country in a direct way like that?
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Patricia in Chatham, you're on WNYC. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Absolutely not. We didn't hang the flag at half-mast for George Walker, a wonderful composer for Montclair, African-American. John Miller, fabulous artist. Whitney contributed to the pop culture of our time. But hanging that flag at half-mast is sending a message to the kids that it's okay to do what she did. We should honor her for what she, her contribution, but we should not. We should not send out that message. I'm on the road, and it's really hard for me to gather my thoughts, but my blood pressure's up, and I feel very passionate about it. It's a core message to send to young people.
Thank you very much. Nadine in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hello, Nadine.
Yes, thank you. My heart is broken right now, so please bear with me. I am a sister who is mourning her 28-year-old Iraqi vet brother who passed away January 18th. He came back and he had an honorable discharge, and he was diagnosed with TBI coming back from the war. He was not even acknowledged, but yet we have someone like this. I respect that Whitney Houston, she did what she did, and I can totally respect that, but to lower a flag for someone in that category and not somebody who defended their country and came back as an honorable, it is just blatantly disgusting, and it breaks my heart. My mother and I still struggle today to ask questions. Why? Why wasn't he helped? My brother was swept under the rug. He came back, he was diagnosed, and, you know, he was neglected. And here we are today, we're lowering a flag for someone who is an artist. Oh, it's disgusting. Governor Christie really needs to set his priorities. And I understand maybe why he's doing it, to give her respect, to pay her respect. But guess what? My brother just passed away, and he was never acknowledged that he was an Iraqi vet, 28 years of age. And not even a letter from anyone stating condolences, not even from the VA. And my mother is still struggling today to get my brother's ashes because we couldn't afford it.
Nadine,
it is disgusting. Disgusting. I just feel that they really, really need to think about. I have seen where we have the veterans, the clinics, and our young veterans, sir, young veterans that are so addicted on drugs and being pumped up with drugs. And it's just, it's horrible. It's horrible. But you're going to lower a flag for someone like that, I think, is just, it's horrible.
Nadine,
I can't say anything else. We're still mourning. We are in grief. My mother has not handled it quite well, and it's still, I have to move from where I'm at, from Jersey City, to my mother's location, how bad this has gotten. And I am a mother. I am a wife. I am torn from each, every corner.
And I hear.
And it's horrible.
I hear
it's
your pain.
You should really think about it.
And I'm sorry that this exacerbates your pain over the loss of your brother and his sacrifice. Thank you very much for calling in.
You know, Brian, that really speaks to the kind of slippery slope that the governor is on here. I mean, he can lower the flags for Clarence Clemens, and he did it for a state trooper, and now he's doing it for Whitney Houston. But then, you know, the argument comes up, well, who deserves it? If it's not going to be strictly military and government individuals, then who deserves it? And it's at the discretion of the governor.
We should point out, to be fair to the governor, that he does lower them, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the policy is that he does lower them for any New Jerseyan killed in battle. So Nadine's brother died after coming home, and you could say that was secondary to his wounds in battle,
right,
to his experiences in battle. But he does lower them not just for selected individuals who are deemed to be icons, but for every soldier who dies in battle, correct?
Said that he did. I mean, I haven't checked them all, but he said that he very specifically made that point the other day, that he does do that.
And we will leave it there. Governor Christie in the firing line for what he's doing with the flag and Whitney Houston, and in the firing line for his plan to veto the same-sex marriage bill that passed both houses of the legislature this week. David Cruz from NJTV, thanks so much.
Okay, Brian.
And coming up next, we conclude our series with the makers of the nominees for the Best Documentary Oscar, this time Paradise Lost 3, part of a series which may have, in fact, help get an innocent man off death row. Stay with us.